Hello there. Welcome to the 103rd weekly hotspot, where we love to get hot and sexy and have, frankly, candid conversations with you. Today, you will find out why Olivia and I love every aspect of feminization, from mild-mannered men in panties to cock-craved sissies and everything in between.
I just love that sentence. Mild-mannered men in panties to cock-craved sissies. Like that, there are so many aspects to feminization and cross-dressing. And are you a cross-dresser? Are you trans? Are you sissy? Are you a girl who loves women? Are you a girl who loves men? Are you a man in women's clothes who loves women? Are you a man in women's clothes who loves men? Like, oh my God, if there ever was a there is not a one-size-fits-all type of thing, feminization is it, right?
You're so right. And I mean, just as much as each mistress is unique, I mean, Miss Olivia and I both play in the fetish scene. We both do feminization in face-to-face settings, and it's so much fun. But every person is different, just like you said. It might be the hottest fucking thing ever for a man to just put on a pair of lacy, cheeky panties and mince around for a little bit and then have the most intense orgasm because of it.
Now, you know, that's an interesting thing. A man in panties might not have anything to do with cross-dressing. Mm-hmm. The panties might be a symbol of his submission to mistress.
Mm-hmm. Very, very true. But, you know, it's still really hot. I mean, there are some men who just love panties, and don't we all?
Well, you know, I've always said, I mean, think about men's underwear. Boring.
Right. Oh,
think so about boring. Women's underwear. You've got high waisted, you've got high cut, you've got cheeky panties, you've got thongs, you've got stripper thongs, you've got tie back, you've got crotchless, you've got ruffled, you've got smooth, you've got satin. Women have the best panties.
We do. We do. And truthfully, I almost kind of feel bad that men don't have panties that they can choose from. Although they're
Oh, I don't feel bad. They should be wearing ours. There's a reason. Honest to God, there's a reason why women's lingerie is so elaborate and so fabulous. It's because we are innately smarter about the things that matter than a man is. That's my thought.
I would agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you know that there's a couple of companies, and I'm not going to name them here just in case of copyright, but when you speak to us, you can ask that make now lingerie for men. And the pictures are fucking fabulous.
They are, aren't they?
Oh they my God. Are.
They are.
My favorite is there's a guy and a girl. They both have camisole tops on, kind of like the cottony camisole type. And matching panties. And they're doing like a Netflix kind of binge watch type thing. He's got the remote control and they're snuggled up on the couch and they look so comfy together. It's amazing. So if you're curious about panties, you know, talk about panties. Try out a pair of panties or get into lingerie and stockings.
Lingerie and stockings. Now, that gets, I think, a little bit more into the realm of cross-dressing.
Right.
Right? Like camisoles, lingerie, garter belts, stockings, maybe even skirts and tops, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And you know, there's all sorts of myths, I think, before I fully understand met a variety of crossdressers. I just assumed that crossdressers were drag queens and gay.
Yeah.
And most crossdressers are not gay. They're listed as heterosexual, but a crossdresser might be female when in femme and still like women. I refer to her as a her, so I think she's a lesbian.
Right.
So technically she is gay.
Isn't that interesting? The technicalities of it. Technically, mm-hmm. a man who likes women but is dressed and considers himself to be a woman is a lesbian, which I find to be so fascinating, that mindset, that headspace. I absolutely love that. I love, love, love. I actually have a feminization blog, not my regular begformistress.com blog, but femfabulous.com. F-E-M, like, fabulous, like fabulous.com. And femfabulous.com is where I write all about feminization, sissification, panties, girly challenges, all kinds of things. So that's a great blog to check out if you want to see the fun, flirty, frilly, feminine side of Miss Delia.
Well, and I think even though I put all of my femme blog posts on my main blog, experiencemistress.com, it certainly could be an entire blog because there's so many different types of feminization, sissification, oh my God, just what is a sissy? A sissy versus a crossdresser, right? And then you've got types of sissies.
Yep. Oh yeah. I mean, we know so many different types of sissies. The ones who get completely dressed up and then, you know, because it's exciting, go outside and hop into their car and go on a trip to Victoria's Secret. Some go out to, naughty places to suck cock.
Ooh, a sissy on her knees.
I know. A nylon kneed sissy.
Ooh, a frilly, prissy, sissy sucking cock.
Oh, it's so amazing. And, you know, we talk about variety. If you think about being a sissy, but you really only like vintage lingerie and kind of the 1950s pinup look, are you a sissy? Abso-fucking-lutely. You can be. It's your style, so you make it what you want.
Now, Ms. Delia, haven't you had sissies, especially someone who's new to cross-dressing or new to being a sissy, they, you know, read blogs, they read stuff on the internet, they watch sissification porn or feminization porn, and they come to you and they think their style is one thing. But as you or I talk with them, haven't you ever said, you know, I actually don't see you in rumba panties. Have you ever tried the classic pinup style?
Right.
And haven't you ever helped a girly girl discover what her personal style is? I have.
Oh yeah. I find that to be so fulfilling and so exciting. I've often said, you know, if I win the lottery, you know, the big lottery, I'm going to create just a cross-dressing, almost like, you know, a theme park, but a place where,
oh my God. Right? So what would be in your cross-dressing theme park?
It would just be, I imagine it being like room upon room upon room of different themes of sissies. So whether you're, you know, like a sissy who has maybe, you know, a school fetish, that type of thing, could have a school room. If you're a sissy who loves everything in pink, we could have that pink pretty room We could have a pink sissy.
Pretty ring.
Oh, yes.
Pink pretty wing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Oh my God, even leading up to a pink wedding, you could have pink diamonds. Pink discotheque.
Oh yes. Yes, with the stripper pole. Oh my God.
A stripper pole and uh-huh. They could play It's Raining Men.
Hallelujah. Oh yes.
Strip to that little sissy.
Oh, I know. But I've always kind of said that. And who knows, maybe one day something like that would happen. But to have that complete, you know, feminization theme park and have it just this open and wonderfully accepting kind of place where everyone can enjoy their type of feminization in an easy, easy, easy way would just be so fulfilling. And helping someone to learn what their true style is. Maybe you walk into the pink wing and you're like, oh, this is very pink. I don't even like pink. But something inside you stirs when you go into the vintage section or the pinup section.
Mm-hmm. Or the businesswoman section.
Right.
Flashy, you know, skirt suits and stiletto heels, stockings with the seams, little black dresses and, or the club section where you look like a super fucking slut.
Oh hell yes. Oh,
now, you know, actually, I know that we highlight something later on in the show, but right now is the perfect thing. Let's just move it up and talk for the next 10 minutes about Second Life and the Enchantrix Empire in the virtual world. Because really, if you think about it, Ms. Delia, you do own that theme park. We both do. The theme park for Girly Girls is in the virtual world.
You're right. Oh my God, you are so right. And if you're not a member of Second Life and you're curious as to what we are talking about, we have a blog, virtualworldphonesex.com. There are so many posts in there about feminization, even full avatar transformations. I encourage everyone who's curious about what could go on in Second Life, in the virtual world, and what could happen in a way where you can kind of see everything in a very different way, where you can see yourself completely transformed. And let me give you an example of that. So there is a very special collared submissive that I have, my collared one. And that person started Second Life with a male avatar. Now, exploring more and more and more of himself, including tantra and kind of girly things, because there you can find panties for men. They have the cutest little penises shadowed in there. It's awesome. But this person wanted more, and we talked about it, and we decided, okay, we'll get you a female avatar, a beautiful, stunning, photorealistic female avatar.
And with bouncing boobs.
Oh, God.
I know who you're talking about. Uh-huh. And one of my absolute favorite things about this person and this person's avatar is the boobs bounce. Mm-hmm. So when she's bouncing on that stripper pole and doing her pretty little sexy dances and taking off her clothes for our eternal delight and amusement, her boobs bounce.
When you say
photorealistic, I'll admit I wasn't really sure about virtual reality. And you were the one that talked me into taking a look at it. Oh my God, talk about realism. Okay, so you decided to help her through the transition.
Exactly. And so it was as simple as, and it's the nice thing about, you know, the fantasy of Second Life, the virtual world, is that things happen quickly. Whereas if, you know, and I know we both have cross-dressers who are going through real life male to female transformations. And it takes a long time and it's, but you can practice.
Years and years, yeah, years. And mm-hmm. tens of thousands of dollars.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It's a big, long process. And sometimes you just want to try it on for size and see how it can benefit your life. And in the virtual world, we take you to a store, you buy a female avatar, quality, the good quality, photorealistic type. And, you know, you buy a feminine head. There are so many out there. You can really tweak and customize your look with a sexy shape. And then you want to talk about shopping in real life? Shopping in Second Life is fucking beyond intense. Oh, if you like to be gothy, we can find you a beautiful gothy quality type of store. If you like that vintage pinup, it's there. If you love only lingerie, I know three or four stores offhand that have amazing lingerie from head to toe, back seam stockings, stockings with writing like, hey, fuck me, written in the back seam. Amazing things that you would never even think of. Dresses, skirts, pinks, vintages. I mean, like anything you can imagine, it's there. It's there. And we can fit it on your avatar and you can look at yourself in 3D, which is the coolest thing. You can circle right around yourself. Mistress can take a video of you and send it to you. I mean, it's incredible.
And, you know, here's the thing. I interact with you as a girl. You interact with the female avatar as a girl. Mm-hmm. Everybody else in Second Life interacts with you as a, in this case, the one that you're talking about, as a colored submissive, a female colored submissive to mistress.
Right.
You actually get the experience of being seen as female. So your insides match your outsides and your outsides match your insides.
Yeah.
And I mean, we're talking about this being sexy and hot and fun and exciting, but it's also really profoundly moving and deeply, intimately personal for everybody, really. It's the very first time that they have visually seen their insides match their outsides and their outsides match their insides. Mm-hmm. I mean, I cried.
Yeah. Right. It does become like that really emotional, intense kind of feeling. And it's, you know, life changing in so many different ways. I mean, the person that we have been speaking about, my colored one, as her female persona, as her female self in Second Life, she's actually taken on a project. She is just a complete fashionista. She shops.
Oh, and she's good too. Oh, she's got a good sense of style.
Yeah. Well, she's actually been, because in Second Life, you can pretty much find anything. She found a photo studio.
And of course she did.
And so different backdrops, different poses, and she's going to be doing her own kind of blog that will be spotlighting and highlighting her transformation, her transition, and her fashion style. So, I mean, amazing,
love
right?
That.
I love that too. I love that too. Ugh. I'm just, yeah, I'm really moved by things like that. And, you know, I think that it takes bravery. If you are a man who is cross-dressing and you are a man who loves lingerie because society doesn't really, you know, accept that right now.
Right.
I think that you're so fucking brave to give me, give Miss Olivia, give any mistress a call and share your fantasy and find out ways to make it better.
Well, because for another thing, it breaks my heart when someone calls up and says, I've just purged,
yes,
you know, hundreds of dollars worth of items, thousands of dollars of items.
Mm-hmm.
Because cross-dressing and the urge to cross-dress or sissification, in my experience, it often goes in cycles.
Yeah.
Not so with a trans woman. A trans woman is female, you know, just kind of parked in the wrong body.
Right.
Right? But someone who's cross-dressing will purge. Well, in Second Life, there's no purges. Hey, let me tell you, even if you did purge, I don't care how big your wardrobe is. At the most, it's going to be a couple $100s. And that's if you are a crazy shopper. Like crazy, crazy shopper, right? Couple $100s. Well, if you're purging in the face-to-face material world, couple $100s, honey, that's a pair of shoes.
Yep.
That's a nice pair of shoes.
Exactly. You know, the virtual world, everything is saved in an inventory in folders, and you can delete absolutely everything you have, but they also have something called redelivery. So if you lose something, if you do purge something, you can go to a terminal and just click it. A link comes up and you can get all your stuff back. For the most part, there are maybe one or two pieces you might lose, but it's pretty much a fail safe. So it's a really safe way to explore. And then if you get tired of it, you switch your avatars out. You just don't want to be female anymore for a little while. You can put a male avatar back on. If you started as a female in Second Life, we can still get you a male avatar and a giant fucking cock to put on it if you like that. Or a little penis with a chastity device. I mean, I swear, I tell you, everything is there. And we can.
I have a giant cock.
Oh,
Second Life.
Oh yeah.
I have this gigantic penis, and I also have a strap on in Second Life, but my personal favorite is the actual Xerxes cock. Because listen, this is my personal fantasy.
Right?
I don't want a real penis indefinitely, right? Like, I'm very glad that I'm female. I love my girly bits.
Yeah.
But oh my God, if I could wave a magic wand and have a magic wand. So my strap-on becomes like an attached feeling working penis of my very own for about the next day. Week, 2 weeks, 2 months. Holy fuck. You know, I would never leave the house. If I had my very own dick to play with that's attached to my body, I swear to God, I would be the monkey that's pressing the lever. It would be bad.
Oh, I know. I would very much do similar things, but in the virtual world, I have actually, I think, 3 penises. And,
you have great peen. Oh,
I do. And our friend, Mistress Daphne, she has something that she's always wanted. She has a big black cock. So if you're playing with her in Second Life and you want big black cock, she can whip hers out. I've seen it. It's fucking gorgeous.
It's, you know, all of this amazing. Is so sexy. I think I'm going to have to go masturbate.
I know.
So we should probably say goodbye now. But only for the podcast, because Ms. Delia is going to stay on with me. I think we're going to masturbate together.
I think we might need to, you know, put ourselves into Second Life. And I have a new item of furniture. It's a lesbian sex bed. Maybe we can try that out together and just play.
beautiful. Or are you going to make me say beg for mistress?
Oh, mm-hmm. I might do that. Or I might just eat your pussy and give you all the pleasure in the world.
Maybe we should have one of the very cute semi girls come in and meet us in Second Life. We'll dress her up and eat her pussy.
Ooh. Oh, fuck. Yes.
Now, you can see all about it on virtualworldphonesex.com. That's our virtual world blog. My blog is experiencedmistress.com. And Ms. Delia's blog is begformistress.com.
Oh, this has been such a fucking hot show. I love feminization and sissification so much. So thank you so much for having this amazingly wonderful, candid, sexy talk with me.
Now, we want to hear from you, all of you. If you've got a question, a topic, a comment, anything, you can send me an email. I'm Olivia@EnchantrixEmpire.com. And Ms. Delia is Delia@EnchantrixEmpire.com.
Oh, yeah. We love your feedback. Now, coming up next week, we have another request show. So really, when you email us or talk to us in community kink chat during the shows, we listen. We have next
What?
Week. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Right. We listen. We listen is what I was saying. Oh, so coming up next week is the cock sucking show. Fuck yeah.
Grab your dildos, your cucumbers, your other suckables.
Oh, yes. And be sure to join us at 1 p.m. Monday, July 23rd in the communitykink.com chat room. All right, everyone. Have a wonderful week. And as always, stay hot and sexy.